Hey there, audio listener. I haven't talked with you in a while because I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I forget. Most people watch this show because it's more like a television show than podcast on a webcam. But the word of the day is miracle, because that's what you are. Try and fit that into your review there on Apple or on Android. Leave a rating if you can. And LideWithCrider.com/tour. Dave and I are going to be, it's only about a month away now, Phoenix and Houston are the first 2 days kicking off that tour. These are big, like half arenas, and we're looking forward to seeing it. We just had to expand them out, which I'm just hoping none of you bomb us. Though it'd be a funny story. Enjoy the show. Oh, I just chipped a tooth. See what I just did? It's because I was lowering my seat.
Ow.
With this in my mouth.
With this?
With this? Well, it hurts. I am Thor. Glad to be with you today. I forgot that old intro that we did. I always make people say when they see Hopper in there, but Joe Lewis is here. He's great. He fills a spot. He's not in the studio today because he doesn't like all the noise.
Is he the pup?
No, that was Betty.
Oh, that was Betty.
That was Betty. Yeah, Betty's the pup. Betty cannot be in the studio. She will destroy everything.
Nope.
glad to be. We have so much to get to. By the way, really quickly, before anything else, the tickets are selling fast. We're expanding Houston and Phoenix, just so you know, the Smart Financial Center in Houston. And I guess it's the financial arena in Phoenix. LideWithCrider.com/tour. Mm-hmm. What's going on there, Casey? Is there something...
No,
okay. LideWithCrider.com/tour. You can go buy your tickets there right now. And by the way, for people who are talking about this, some other people are scalping them. They go to other places like, oh, it's $300 tickets. That is not us.
Nope.
At all. Just to be clear, people buy tickets and they sell them at a premium. So we're sorry about that. But there's nothing we can do. We'll be talking about a lot here today. Nancy Pelosi may be flying to Taiwan. And by maybe, I mean absolutely. Do you think that puts the United States citizen at risk? You can comment below. Also, we'll be talking about monkeypox. I don't know if you know about this.
Oh.
And we just took out one of the Taliban's top officials, which is a big thing today. Yeah. We're going to give you also, by the way, because we're not without a heart here. We want to help you. Tell you how to avoid the monkeypox. Hold on a second. No spoiler alerts.
Sorry.
Before we get to that, Gerald A., how are you?
I am doing very well. No monkeypox.
No monkeypox.
Good, I'm clear.
And then you know him, you love him, at Landau Dave. Dave Landau.
Ahoy.
You feeling a little better?
Not really.
No.
I'm going to pretend, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rocking.
You fake it until you make it.
That's right.
As they say.
I'm on the old Z-Pack.
That's how, we're still waiting on Cory Booker to fake that he doesn't have a lazy eye.
Yes. Or to find Stelter.
Yes.
To fake that he doesn't have monkeypox.
Oh, well, careful. Hold on a second.
Lazy what?
Get some news of Stelter. We don't want to, we don't want to celebrate and, the dead. So, before we hit anything else here today, drone strike. Okay, this just happened. Precision strike, as they
precision,
say,
yeah,
on the news. So, Monday, August 1st, the former Vice President Joe Biden announced the death of Ayman al-Zawahiri. Okay, he's one of the top Al Qaeda leaders. So that's a big thing. This is big news. Mm-hmm. This is a good thing. Just to be clear, credit where it's due. I am happy that this piece of crap is dead. Here, let's roll the clip of former Vice President Joe Biden letting us know.
You know, we make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out. After relentlessly seeking Zawahiri for years under Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump, our intelligence community located Zawahiri earlier this year. He had moved to downtown Kabul to reunite with members of his immediate family.
Seriously.
After carefully considering the clear and convincing evidence of his location, I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all.
Yes. He authorized it like Ben Affleck authorized the script of Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
Put my name on there.
He got him at that good, ripe age of 72.
Yes,
exactly.
That's a great age to catch a terrorist.
Did we say percent strike? We meant tooth decay.
Yes.
Yes.
No, look.
He was 3 days from heart disease.
You're going to find his liver with white spots on it. All right. Yeah. I think we all agree this is a good thing.
Yes, of course.
You guys can comment below. I'm not a fan of former Vice President Joe Biden, but of course, I'm happy that this guy was taken out. Yeah. I'm happy that he's dead. Scumbag. This is something that you would think everyone in this country could be on board with. However, CNN, just in tripping over their Johnson to make sure that they could just somehow turn this into a loss, decided to pivot and let us know that this was not the most important narrative at hand regarding the killing of a noted terrorist.
We don't talk enough about how domestic extremists are also harming our country equally as big of a threat as well. And I think it's important to note, you know, the stories that we now cover of the parents from gun violence, our black churches and our synagogues, I think that's also warrants equal attention when we're talking about threats against America.
It is a really interesting changing landscape that I think is worth the discussion.
It's not interesting and it's not a changing landscape.
So Al-Qaeda's been a real problem for some time.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
But you know what? She just saw American History X rerunning on TBN.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, oh boy. Oh,
deserves equal.
We can't have a bunch of Ed Furlongs and bomber jackets running around.
Not at all. I mean, it's comparable to thousands of people dead on 9/11, the sailors killed on the USS Cole, the bombings at the Marine barracks, I think 100 and maybe around 150 dead, about
the billions of dollars in arms and helicopters.
Yeah, those are roughly the same.
Why didn't you just say, listen, we need to blame white people?
Yeah,
yes.
Would have been more to the point. By the way, I love where they found this guy. Where was he hiding? In a cave somewhere, like in a spider hole? Was it just like the guy, you know, the Saddam Hussein? No. He was in an apartment, an Airbnb in downtown Kabul. Yeah,
he was at Bob Evans in Afghanistan.
It's like, what?
Did you see the Airbnb? It was like a mansion.
It was very nice.
It was very nice. He was staying in Peter Gallagher's house in the OC. Yeah.
I'm also amazed they shot two missiles.
Because he was retired.
They shot two missiles at this guy and only killed him in a very highly populated area. I'm like, what kind of missiles were these that you shot?
They were precision.
Seriously?
And here's the thing. This is why the left, the Democrats, are so disconnected from the American public, just to be clear.
Yeah.
Everyone here should be celebrating this win. This is one of the, people often say, hey, we're more divided than ever. Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think it is? Why do you think we're more divided than ever? You think it's because of the response to that? You think it's because of us responding to CNN? Is it the fault of the people defending their good names? I say, well, hold on a second, we're actually not nearly that much of a problem. And by them, I don't mean actual white supremacists who should be condemned totally. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I'm talking about American citizens, where you want to say that the domestic extremism, and then, by the way, I should note, after this on CNN, they spent an entire segment on the insurrection.
Ah, really?
The January 6th.
Most violent attack on our Capitol ever.
Most violent
attack. Seven or eight other ones.
Yes, where one person died who was not on the...
Right.
And not armed.
Yeah. Who was unarmed. That's what they did next. And they weren't even presenting an original segment. They were talking about Don Lemon discussing that topic the night before.
Jeez.
And this is the issue. This is where the divide... And this is why I say it's not a bad thing. And I will not apologize, and neither should you, for pointing out lies, where people just say, you're sowing discord. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do when, once upon a time, it's true? We all would have been united. Great. Terrorist. Dead. And then CNN says, but we need to be mindful that just as great of a threat, if not greater... And by that, it's the opposite of the truth.
Right, yeah.
Not at all, even remotely, the same level of threat. But according to CNN, just as great of a threat, if not greater, is black churches and synagogues because of domestic extremists. What are you supposed to do? Just let that go unchecked? You know they're not going to be checked by Snopes. You know they're not going to be checked by WAPO, by Reuters. And then they want to blame you for the disconnect. So just understand and don't play into the narrative. When they say civility, and by they, I mean the progressive left, the leftists in the United States, what they mean is shut up and take it. They only care about civility when it's their people in power. Was there civility when George Bush was in power? Was there civility when Donald Trump was in power?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. Keep fighting. Keep holding their feet to the fire. And be happy doing it. You can be a happy warrior. Look, for reference... I've been doing this a long time. When Barack Obama was president and Osama bin Laden was killed, you came down to me, Joe, because you thought I celebrated too much.
A little bit.
I was incredibly happy. I was absolutely thrilled. And I even did a video immediately afterward, not criticizing Obama. I think it was, we have this from, was it 2010, 2000? This was on my YouTube channel back then, Osama bin Laden in hell.
Hello from the afterlife. More specifically, hell. I know, I was as surprised as you. I didn't even realize it when I first got here because it was not any different from Pakistan. It only hit me when I saw Nero accusing Karl Marx of cheating at pickup sticks. Satan notified me that it was a Navy SEAL who'd taken me out in my Pakistani compound and that my death was kind of a big deal. Please, pay no mind to the pictures in the news. If I'd have known that I'd be having company, I would have cleaned up. Speaking of Satan, he is not what I expected. He kind of looks like if Brendan Fraser and a young Walter Matthau had a baby.
It was also informative.
Very.
I'm surprised he can have his gun there.
No bullets.
By the way, back then, it took everything I had to scrape together for that airsoft gun. And that was it. I was very happy. We all were, SEAL Team 6. I mean, yeah, I thought that Barack Obama was taking a little too much credit for it, considering that SEAL Team 6 did it.
Yeah.
I think that's the case with any military operation. But still, great. Today, CNN says we need to focus our attention on people at home.
Domestic terrorism.
Domestic terrorism. And what do they mean by that? You. Okay. Speaking of CNN, this is not something that brings any joy at all. I know he's sort of been, I would say, an unworthy adversary here to a lot of Crowder. And it seems that monkeypox may have claimed another victim.
Really?
Haven't seen him in a while. So we actually do want to give an honorable send-off. He passed away, sadly, Brian Stelter.
I have been waiting to share something with all of you for the past 6 months. It was late at night, which is why I was getting ready to grapple with gay and transgender people. So that's really where the story begins.
Time to close. Endings and beginnings are
No, hold on, guys. Wait. He's not dead. So.
Oh.
He's alive.
We need to... Are you sure about that? Because I have it on good authority. Researchers let us know.
Come on. That's beyond the pale for us.
I didn't know. Have you seen him?
Have you seen him?
He? I haven't seen him.
That's a fair point.
Not since he got what he's been calling pride pox.
Yeah.
He's alive.
All right. Well, look, then if that's the case, and I don't know that it is, I apologize.
Oh, that's our bad.
Anyone could have made that mistake.
I thought, you look.
I'm happy. He's good. Is he happy and healthy?
I mean,
for Stelter, I'm not talking about BMI, but is he healthy? He's happy. He's alive. Good.
You're right. Okay, there's no chance that he's a down low brother that ended up getting the pox.
None. Just to be clear, we apologize. That's our bad. You can fact check us in the comment section below. I'm still not convinced. Hey, by the way, in case we are not on you never know how long we're on YouTube.
No, that's true.
This is a live show, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. That's the best way to find us. Tune in Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it here on YouTube, on Rumble. You can watch it on Monk Club, where we do an entire hour of additional programming. Today we're playing Pokemon or Hate Symbol. And, of course, you can get it on Spotify. You can get it, or racial slur, whatever.
It says here.
Certainly can't do that.
It says here is monkey crocs that are shaped like bananas. So that may have been the
they're comfy.
Book. Yeah, it's a kid's book, Pox on Cox.
Yes.
Ah.
It's a pop out.
Sure.
Hey, let's move on now to, before we get to Taiwan and Pelosi, and the actual news regarding the monkeypox. First, let's check in with California. Some new changes. What's on in California? So, in case you didn't know about this, California sucks. Yes. You going to fact check me on that, Gerald?
No. Confirmed.
Yeah.
California is a terrible place.
Yeah.
And because of the largely anti-police movement, the allowing homeless people to go... This is one thing. When I was in Spokane, and I've seen all of these homeless people there smoking crack right outside of the Rite Aid in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Listen, Los Angeles, Spokane, Seattle, Portland, Austin, San Francisco... Do you ever just take inventory of your cities, of your states? Do you ever just say, you know what, Detroit, we've been doing it this way for 40, 50, 60 years. Hasn't made it any better. Have you helped your homeless? Are they better off because of it? So California is, of course, Gavin Newsom.
Well, I mean, at least we have good winters in Detroit that takes care of a lot of that.
Well, that's true.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Those elevator shafts are, they're worth a pretty penny.
I'm just saying, if you can survive a Detroit winter, you can at least get a job at McDonald's.
You would think so, but no. Can't pass the piss test.
Terrible.
So Gavin Newsom's California is a lawless wasteland, of course, and now its citizens are, as you'll see, paying the price.
Call the police already. And pull me down.
Already on the ground, Mrs. Wren is kicked squarely in the face.
They used the fist to hit my head multiple times.
Oh, I love, here's the outside view of his buddy.
Nope.
They leave him like the Sasquatch in the Jack Lynx commercial.
Just a few more shotgun-toting grandpas and it might improve.
Yeah, you would hope so. Or, you know, go rooftop Koreans. The point is, I want to see more like that last clip and less like the former. But unfortunately, in places like the UK, in places like Canada, and how they would like to see it in California, again, if Democrats had power completely unfettered, you would be arrested for protecting your own property and your own person. So there you go. In case you thought that it was the Golden State, it's just crap. All right. Big story right now, and we'll keep you abreast as the story continues to unfold here. Pelosi, a little foreshadowing. Damn. It's a literary technique that I used.
I'm a child.
In the spoken word.
Couldn't hold it.
Nancy Pelosi is expected to land at the Songshan Airport in Taipei at 10:40 p.m. And you guys can comment below. I want to hear, where do you line up on this? Do you think this is poking the bear with China? I mean, poking the tiny little,
The panda.
We can pull
that flight tracker up if you want to see.
Is it working? Because it crashed earlier. No, so many people were trying to watch.
No, I had it before the show. Now it's...
Is it off now?
Oh, it might have refreshed again.
I think... Oh, wait. We do. We have a visual on our plane now. Yeah. Of Pelosi's plane.
Big old titties.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's...
You know, I hear there's almost no carbon footprint because it's fueled by Vicodin and hot flash medicine.
Well, pretty much whatever's in her purse.
Yeah.
It's like you can run one of those cars on vegetable oil.
Yeah, same deal.
Which is also in her purse.
Yes.
Good tanning.
It's a big purse.
Solution.
It helps get the benzos down as well.
Yes. And by the way, we have an exclusive. Ginger Snap spoke with someone in the Taiwanese military.
Oh, good. Okay.
As well. And what's going on there on the ground in Taiwan. We've talked about how Taiwan is very different from Ukraine. Taiwan matters to the United States strategically. If you guys understand what goes on with chipsets and technology. So there is a lot at play here. That being said, of course, I want Pelosi to arrive and hopefully get back to the United States safely. Because if it comes down to picking commie pieces of trash, I'll pick the one with the American flag. So I side with Pelosi over Xi Jinping. She's scheduled to meet with the Taiwanese president, Tsai Ing-wen, on Wednesday. I'm not going to get the
nailed it. No, that was perfect.
And this is the highest level visit to Taiwan since Newt Gingrich in 1997. So let me give you a timeline, okay? I want to give you a timeline so that you can feel like you're armed to understand what's going on here, and then hopefully provide some additional insight and some exclusive information with some people who are on the ground in Taiwan. But all references are available at loudwithcrowder.com, okay, to be clear. So July 30th. Hu Shijian is a commentator for the Communist Chinese Party, okay? And they have a propaganda outlet, the Global Times. This is when he tweeted. And again, the time here is July 30th. He said, If U.S. fighter jet escort Pelosi plane to Taiwan, it is an invasion. The People's Liberation Army. Don't you love how they use that term, the People's Liberation Army, while enslaving them?
The people, yeah. Liberating them to be slaves for them.
No. I don't feel liberated. Shut up. You're liberated. That's I liberated you.
Would you rather be free and die?
I liberated you into tiny shoe. Very sexy. The People's Liberation Army has the right to forcibly dispel Pelosi's plane and the U.S. fighter jets, including firing warning shots and making tactical movement or obstruction. If ineffective, then shoot them down. Well, it's nice to see that the Chinese, the People's Liberation Army, now has a concept of rights. Don't you know how the rights only apply to violence?
Yeah.
We have the right. Wait, you're saying you have the right to shoot somebody else? It's my God-given right. It's right to me. Inalienable to shoot.
But not your citizens.
And burn your Bible. It's my right. Freaking Chinese. Oh, not the people, the government.
Government sucks.
Some of the people. Just the weird people, like of the owner of the Chinese restaurant where I've gone for 2 years and will never give me an extra napkin or some free sriracha. It's like
they're weird about that. And sometimes with duck sauce, you're like, "What? You got it
right?
You gonna bring me one?
Oh, you gonna educate me on your right to duck sauce? It's my right.
Yeah, it's my right to kill you. No, I just want duck sauce.
No shoe, no shoes, no shirt, no service. I don't like you. No service.
You made me take off my shoes.
Sometimes you're kind of confused. You're like, do you want to make money?
No. Mm-mm.
I'm like your most regular customer.
Well, in the back, there's pandas and 9 trafficked kids.
Yeah, no, that often happens.
Kidding. Joking, but probably.
So August 1st, again, giving you the timeline, a speculation mounted that Pelosi would visit. The Chinese officials then threatened. There's been an escalation taking place. More retaliation. It's the right.
And the anticipated visit of Speaker Pelosi is generating accusations that the U.S. supports Taiwanese sovereignty. If Speaker Pelosi visits Taiwan, said the Chinese foreign affairs spokesman, it would grossly interfere in China's internal affairs. He warned the Chinese military
would never
sit idly by.
Mm. Whatever will you do without your internal affairs?
It's just more saber-rattling.
Here's the thing. We don't need to, and I don't want to go to war. The problem is we are so beholden to China for so many reasons. And most of them are unnecessary. When people were warning about China's going to be the next superpower, right? This was everyone on Wall Street because they wanted it to be. Now, I don't have a problem with people using, you know, for example, we can't get an American manufacturer for mugs. It's not possible right now.
Yeah.
So I understand that some manufacturing has to take place. And by the way, manufacturing made in the USA doesn't necessarily mean that it's better. But the idea that we are now beholden to China, and a big part of this is because of the alliances that have been created. And what do you do? Do you talk down? Do you stare down China and have a leg to stand on when you declared the WHO, and so did YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, to be an authoritative source on the pandemic who hid China's complicity with the beginning of the pandemic?
Yeah.
And then you turn around and say, hey, by the way, China, you better step in line. Like, oh, no. Oh, what are you going to count to three?
Yeah, this was Donald Trump's whole point. He said, we've been handling the China situation wrong for decades now. And now we're getting to a place where China is going to become more powerful, more interconnected. And it makes it more impossible to go to a place like Taiwan without having to worry about being shot down.
Right. And Beijing's UN representative, Sheng Jun, also stated that this visit is provocative. And if Pelosi insists on making it, then China will take firm and strong measures to safeguard our national sovereignty and territorial integrity. We allow no one to cross this red line.
with her tiggo bitties.
With her tiggo bitties. Well, we do like 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
It's not chest cross front line, it's torso.
No, she can bring her tiggo bitties across Rhine.
Yeah. Like a shelf. Just her titty across red line. Everything else behind red line. Nipple, we're fine.
Yeah, it's okay. The turkey's done.
Oh, the turkey's
done. Gobble, gobble.
Well, I mean, there's a billion people there, I've heard.
Yeah.
But really, how many...
No, wait, hold on a second. There's an updated count. 19 billion. Yeah.
19 billion. Yes. I got you. Okay.
Things happen fast.
How many are really, though, into the fight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's really what they always talk about, how it's sort of a war of numbers. And it's like, yeah, but most of them are attached to sewing machines and F-binded feet.
Right. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Who's really going to be like, yeah, I really want to stand up for this?
What's like with the Russian army, right? Everyone thought the Russian army was this myth of the Russian military. They're a bunch of drunken conscripts. And we're seeing now what a difficult time they're having with a very, very small nation who's at least enthused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a government that's horrible to its people. Right. I can't imagine them wanting to be on the side of this.
Right. Well, okay, on that note, for their part, August 1st, the Biden administration did, in fact, respond completely incoherently. Oh, geez. Here's the national security spokesperson, John Kirby, where he said that the United States would not be intimidated.
No new ground.
That's a man who
Nothing
looks immediately
about
intimidated.
This potential visit.
The dude from Spin City.
Visit, which, oh, by the way, has precedent, would change the status quo. And the world should reject any PRC effort to use it to do so. We will not take the bait or engage in saber rattling. At the same time, we will not be intimidated. We will keep operating in the seas and the skies of the Western Pacific as we have for decades. We will continue to support cross-strait peace, stability, support Taiwan, of course, defend a free and open Indo-Pacific.
We'll come back to this.
And we're still going to seek to maintain lines of communication with Beijing. All of that is important, and all of that, all of it, is preserving the status quo.
Couple of things. First off, that's a man who's worn a suit his whole life who has no idea how to wear a suit. Tie's tied improperly. He doesn't. The buttons are pulling. It would drive my mom nuts because that's what she did. Just his little JCPenney combo.
He looks like he's at his grandma's funeral.
Right. Exactly. Just picked it off like, oh, taupe and taupe and taupe tie. This works perfectly. This will be perfect for graduation. Give me a corsage. I'll be on my way. Remember when they tried to brand JCPenney JCP?
Yes.
Like it was a cool place to hang out?
Not anymore.
All right. So here's the thing. He does not look like a man who is not to be trifled with. You trifle. But he just said, we will keep lines open, right? Communication with China. Yeah. Hey, hold on. Wasn't it Joe Biden saying that he would not meet with Putin?
I think at first, yes.
Is Putin any worse than China when you look at what they're doing, when you look at their... You look at the Chinese, he'll use the term, whatever term, prime minister, president, emperor, whatever term they want to use that day. The person who locks you away if you utter the wrong syllables. Yeah, that guy. No, as a matter of fact, let's assume that they're both totalitarian assholes. Let's assume both governments are. China is, at least you have to argue, a little more communist than current Russia. Why will you meet with one and not the other? Where's all the grandstanding at this point? Because you can't have that both ways. But, and by the way, also, here's something more important. Ukraine is a crap hole. Ukraine is a corrupt crap hole. So is Russia. Taiwan is not to the same degree.
Right.
And Taiwan actually has a pretty important national interest at stake here for the United States. We have no dog in the fight of Ukraine. But we want to make sure that we talk to both sides. Okay. So he said we want to acknowledge Taiwan's sovereignty, blah, 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 blah. That's him now. But back then... Or whenever, I don't know when, maybe in the same, I think it's in the same.
It might have been the same,
same press conference. He also said this.
Repeatedly said that we oppose any unilateral changes to the status quo from either side. We have said that we do not support Taiwan independence. And we have said that we expect cross-strait differences to be resolved by peaceful means.
Well, crap.
Is that a lanyard or a rape whistle?
Well, the thing is, his rape whistle just calls more rapists.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's called a party planner.
Yes, exactly. It just notifies everyone of the Moby Festival.
Yeah. Not that you can see a whole lot with it, but I think Pelosi's plane just landed in Taiwan.
Oh, can we see? Let's go right now, live to CNN.
It's got the American flag on it at the very least.
Required that President Biden call her to call off. Which
it's like a decal.
Yeah. It'll be about half an hour before they wake her up and get her off the plane.
By the Russian President Vladimir Putin, as he brazenly violated the territorial integrity of Ukraine in an ongoing invasion.
You have to call him the guy who wakes up Elvis.
What is the substance of China's claims for territorial integrity when it comes to Taiwan? Taiwan today, regardless of the one China policy, is a functioning democracy, a vibrant economy, supplies some 80% of the world's semiconductors. Does it have a leg to stand on, China?
Short leg.
Jim, what you described is accurate, and our goal is to keep it that way. To the extent that we provoke China into seeking reunification by coercion, then we are putting at peril the peace and prosperity that has enabled Taiwan to become that effective.
Now, here's the thing. I want you to sort of go along with me here. If that confused you, it confused me because he just said nothing. If we're talking about provoking, are you condemning Pelosi for visiting Taiwan? Or are you saying that China is in the wrong because they're trying to provoke a war? He's not being clear by design. This is why old media is dying.
Well, and this is why this policy has been terrible for so long. What he just said doesn't make any sense. China has a policy that they are reunifying with them and that Taiwan is a part of China.
Right.
There is no difference in their mind right now. And it's like, oh, we don't want to poke the bear and just let's maintain the status quo and make the problem harder to solve later for somebody else to deal with.
Right.
That's why we're here today talking about this. And by the way, I had no idea that we actually had an island so close that's part of Taiwan. It's 5 miles off the shore. They have a small island right there. I'm like, what do you say to those guys? Be like, just take that. Yeah, we can't defend that. Look at that. Look at the little arrows.
Oh,
that's
no.
Part of that's Taiwan as well.
Right.
That was the first island that they actually fled to when the government was fleeing China. I'm like, you guys, sorry.
Well, if you also look at the rest of the islands as it goes up, you know, through up toward Japan.
Yeah.
Look at those. It really is. It's a very quick march for China if they take over Taiwan. We talked about that at length with Ginger Snap, who lived in Asia for a very long time. Now, here's the deal. He just said, can we play clip D one more time? Play clip D one more time so you can just see how firmly they've taken a stand here in this administration.
Repeatedly said. We oppose any unilateral changes to the status quo from either side. We have said that we do not support Taiwan independence. And we have said that we expect cross.
Didn't you just say you recognize their sovereignty?
Yes.
Again, if this yes. is confusing to you, it's by design. This, for the same reason that people hated Donald Trump,
yeah.
you are confused right now. Because Donald yeah. Trump would say, no, look, Taiwan's its own. China, go screw yourselves. Yeah. China virus. I'm sorry, Wolf, China virus. He'd create little limericks.
Just to piss him off.
Yeah, get the guy who dyes his hair with Nestle Quick to go alert the nation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Hershey's, damn it.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh my Get it right.
This is so stupid.
What do you do when you are this administration? This is what you do. You speak out of both sides of your mouth, and you make no sense. And this is exactly what should be expected from an administration who, by the way, they have their dick in a ringer because they have been worshiping the WHO. Remember, that is, for a while, it was the only authoritative source. And the reason yeah. was because the Imperial College of London study that said 2 million people in the United States would be killed in the first 4 months, they had to, right? They had to disregard that. And so the only authoritative source they had left on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, you can check all the references at loudofcredit.com. Go in your time machine, go back to the videos back then. Some of the episodes were removed. The only one left was like, oh, all we have left is the WHO. That was the only authoritative source.
Yeah.
That's why you thought that the coronavirus originated in my God nature. So this is an administration who worshipped at the feet of the WHO. Why? Build back better. They want to be part of an international government. And now, well, what do they do? The WHO, keep in mind, this is the same organization who also, just like their little expert there, refused to acknowledge Taiwan's existence. Remember this?
The WHO considered Taiwan's membership.
Take off your shirt.
Hello?
I couldn't hear your question.
Okay, yeah, let me repeat the question.
No, that's okay. Let's move to another one then.
Right, because I'm actually curious on talking about Taiwan as well, on Taiwan's case.
That is bone
wow.
chilling.
Yeah.
And how could he not hear? I haven't boxed his ears yet. So,
oh, we'll just move to another question.
We'll
so I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's odd. What a weird response.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I had no idea you could do that.
Hey, do you remember the Taiwanese doctors that were trying to submit papers to the WHO to actually help and say, hey, we have some information that you guys may want to take a look at? And they were like, ah, we can't because
an
island doesn't exist.
Those are enemies of democracy, enemies
Fair point.
Enemies of yeah. accurate information online, just like all of us are more so enemies of the state than heads of Al-Qaeda, in case you didn't okay. understand yeah. the rule. No. We need to keep an eye on domestic extremism and misinformation. Trust the WHO. Let's go to August 2nd. Again, going through this timeline here, the People's Liberation Army. I almost can't say it without throwing up a little bit. They're now mobilizing. Of course, as Pelosi prepares to depart Malaysia, right now this is happening where
she's walking down.
They're showing
the
her landing, walking down
gingerly.
This is when people talk about how the GOP is the
falling.
Party of old guys. This is the party of people who can't walk down steps.
Or up.
Newt Gingrich at the time, of course, a Republican during the Clinton presidency. Will Ripley, he is in Taipei for us. Tell us how Taiwan has been preparing for this.
Well, they certainly haven't been telling us anything publicly on the record, reportable in sight. You know,
why wouldn't they trust CNN?
No,
the most trusted. You're the most trusted name in news.
I mean, but you guys said you were.
But didn't they not? Did they not hear James Earl Jones give the memo?
Yeah. Weird.
They're saying, well, Newt Gingrich did this. This was the same kind of thing. I was like, it's 25 years ago. Do you guys not understand how much has happened in 25 years?
Right.
Like you're saying that this is normal. This is a third-ranking person in our government. Going
Brian
over there.
Stelter walks off. He's like, this isn't Thailand.
How did I get here?
This is bull.
You don't have ladyboys, do you?
Shows up with beads.
Or boys.
Gotten it all wrong. So, and this morning's the China's envoy to Pakistan, Li Bijian, tweeted that both of China, both.
All,
this is what I love
all
too.
Two.
Both of China's combat-ready carriers. By the way, for comparison, I think they have the second most. The United States has the most with 11.
Mm.
11 active. One of them is being used for Top Gun 3. So 10.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Another one of them is Val Kilmer's smoking room. So 9. But the point is China has both
Former
of their combat-ready carriers right now having left port.
带人民军队阔步前进的10年，10年来，辽宁舰始终牢记领袖重托，不忘初心，牢记使命，积极投身转型备战，航母编队体系作战能力建设取得了一系列突破。
And here's a quick video from WeChat showing that amphibious vehicles are on the move to the island that you just saw, Xiamen. Xiamen?
Yeah, yeah. In Kinmen. Yeah, so where they are is 6 miles. I was wrong. 6 miles from Kinmen, which is part of Taiwan.
Right. Six miles.
Not very far.
Not very far. Kinmen is how it's pronounced?
Kinmen, so Xiamen is where they were in China, and Kinmen is the island.
I thought you were correcting me when I said Xiamen. No, that's not how they pronounce the X's.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would never fact check you.
I played Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
That's just 6 miles apart.
Yeah.
Think about how terrifying that is for a second.
Yeah. It's kind of like saying we want to continue the status quo with Iran in their quest to destroy the state of Israel and say that they don't have a right to exist.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, that's a good status quo to keep going, I guess.
And here's something else, too, I wanted to get to. This is an exclusive. Ginger Snap did some good work here.
Yeah.
The Taiwanese actually seem to be welcoming this visit. So when asked about it, and this is someone who Ginger Snap here, Lane, I guess, made a connection with.
Yeah.
A Taiwanese reservist, his name is Bruce Liu, said the rewards of the visit outweighed the risk. And we tried to get him on video, but this is a direct quote. We'll probably get an interview with him soon. He said, even though we have not faced any war in my generation and we don't have enough training as a compulsory military personnel, I still believe most of us will stand to defend our country, freedom, and the way we live. That's a big deal. Again, these people are motivated. There's a huge difference between people who are forced to fight for a government who they know will still hold them under their thumb after the war is over, and people who are fighting a war to maintain their freedom. Big difference. Big difference. Not to mention, Taiwan is no joke. People will be surprised as to the kind of a fight that they can put up. They know how to use their terrain. They've been preparing. It's sort of like a, to give you an example, Joe Louis is a dog, right? Is my dog. This is a Dogo Argentino. Now, can dogs take out generally boars? No. Or even like Rhodesian Ridgebacks. They're designed to hunt lions.
Yeah.
Can a dog take out a lion? No. Would Joe Louis do well with a lion? No, of course not. A lion would absolutely maul him. Would a Rhodesian Ridgeback do as well with a boar? Not as well. Because you don't have to be the best at everything. Joe Louis is a Dogo Argentino. They're bred to go out, capture a boar or a mountain lion by the neck and pin it. They specifically have loose fur. Bred in their neck. You've seen this. If you ever grab Joe Louis by the neck and then he can just sort of do a 360. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
That's so that if an animal, specifically a mountain lion or a boar, grabs his neck, he can rotate around and pin that animal. Mm. So this is an animal that is bred for a specific purpose. And that's why sometimes you'll be surprised. You're like, how can a dog take on a wolf, like an Irish wolfhound? I think dogs are fascinating because they really are perfect examples of how we've bred certain species into existence for a very, very limited purpose. There's something called the life budget. You gain it somewhere, you lose it somewhere else. Doesn't mean that Taiwan could handle a war, for example, with Russia, or that they could handle a war with any military, but they know how to defend that strip of land along their coast from China as effectively as anyone on Earth, because that is what they have had to prepare for.
Yeah.
They don't need as much help from the United States as, let's say, Ukraine. Yeah. They still will, and we just need to send in one or two of our 11 carriers. It's hysterical. We could send in two to match China's and still have 9 to spare.
We'll just let them hang
out. The next great superpower!
Yeah.
Screw you, you little pricks. The government.
No pun intended.
Yeah. No, I guess. No. Well.
But even then, there's a small group of pro-unification protesters. Again, this happens everywhere in somewhat free societies. Taiwan, they're demonstrating against the visit, holding signs, calling Pelosi an American witch. Well, they're not necessarily wrong about everything, I guess, at that point.
This segment is terrible.
It's times like these I'm confused how any of these guys have a woman.
I know. These morons have nothing to offer a lady.
Well, I wouldn't say nothing.
Oh? Why is that, Landler?
Well, at least after being with them, they'll make a happy widow.
I don't know why we got that balcony.
I really don't.
It's the worst investment I've ever made.
And we can't
really
take it
hurtful.
Down. No, it's
but we'll horrible. Keep we'll keep following here. Pelosi, she's in Taiwan right now. She's walking with her brittle stilts across CNN screen. By the way, hey, please share the show if you're watching this. It's the best way to make sure that people see it. Share it. Sharing is caring. YouTube algorithm. I don't know if you try to search like Louder with Crowder abortion show. If you try and search Louder with Crowder Taiwan, you won't find it. So try and search it on Mud Club.
Her uncooked spaghetti bones.
Yeah. Yes.
By the way, something really funny. So China's not just sitting down and taking this. They're doing some saber rattling, but they're also kind of being a little petty. They actually crashed all the government's computers for Taiwan. So they launched a cyber attack against them.
China did?
Yeah, China did. And then the Taipei Towers, the Taipei 101, which at one point was the tallest building in the world. It's definitely the tallest in Taiwan, had some nice words. We welcome Speaker Pelosi. We love the United States, all that stuff. So we're getting a good reception over there.
Fantastic.
Right? There's parts of the world they tell us to go home. We should probably take that advice and let them deal with their own stuff. There's Taipei, I think it's Taipei 101.
How many Taiwanese asses do you think are just pressed up against those windows right now?
Oh, just
please.
Pressing a lot of hams.
I really hope so.
I would say how many windows don't have
that. Yeah, exactly. It's a better question. That's the one guy with monkeypox.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He visits Thailand and he never
came
back.
Come on. One guy.
All right. This brings us to the monkeypox situation. Let me ask you before I move on. Pause this if you're watching the archive. Pause it. What do you think the statistics are now on monkeypox that it's been declared a global emergency?
Emergency.
What trends do you think exist? Don't.
Sorry.
Guys, the suspense is killing me. I hope it'll last. All right. The media, and this is sort of, I'm giving you a hint, because the media usually do the opposite of what's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not always.
No.
Pretty much always. They'd rather not characterize monkeypox as a gay disease.
Mm.
They don't want to do that. Again, place your bets. I guess CNN didn't quite get the memo.
Tell us how you learned you had monkeypox.
Yeah, so I actually work in the infectious diseases space. I'm a PhD candidate doing research. So with that and being a gay man in New York City, I feel like I was monkeypox was on my mind a little bit more than your average person, perhaps.
Is your PhD, is that what it is? What you call your Vietnamese screw hammock? Yes. So let's go. I want to watch this again. There's so many things wrong with this.
It's a penis hardening degree.
Yes. Let's go back with this.
Tell us how you learned you had monkeypox.
Yeah, so I actually work in the infectious diseases space.
Pause. I work in the infectious diseases space. Irrelevant. That's not why you're concerned about monkeypox. That's not at all why you were concerned about monkeypox. Continue playing.
Oh, so do you work or do you play?
Yeah.
PhD candidate doing research.
Pause. That also is not relevant as to why you are concerned about monkeypox. Yeah. It's like, I work with infectious diseases. Erroneous. I also am a PhD candidate. Erroneous. Why are you really concerned with monkeypox? Keep playing.
With that and being a gay man in New York City, I feel
It is.
There we go.
Working hard or hardly working.
There it is. That's the primary concern. That'd be like me saying, I'm concerned about YouTube removing the show and censoring our content. Why? Because I was raised in Montreal.
Yeah.
Is that the... Well, also because I host a show on YouTube where we say controversial things that go against the grain. Oh, that's the piece of information that's relevant.
Yeah.
So he starts off with, I worked in the infectious diseases and I'm a doctor. And no, it's because you just went to an Enya concert and spit roasted a Kenyan pirate.
Well, yeah. It's also like saying, I'm a professional baseball player, but I'm mostly concerned because I've had unprotected homosexual sex with so very many people.
Yes, exactly.
That means you're gay.
Well, I think so.
So let's go here. And there's
so irresponsible if you work in that category. I mean, it's really, you should be at the top of your game going, guys.
Right.
Guys, all of you.
Right.
Let's just pull them all out for a second. We need to discuss this.
Exactly.
We got to have a little powwow, guys.
Different kind of powwow.
That's the test for monkeypox. You just look at everyone like, I guess you're not at risk, and you have a picture of Sophia Loren. Yeah. You check their pants. You're like, all right, you're fine.
Have you seen what monkeypox will do to
if the other half of us could stand up and just face each other, I think we have something to talk about.
Right. And you know what? You'd think they'd want to... Here's the issue. Okay, people say, you're just being homophobic. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Because here is the unholy alliance. It goes back to the WHO. Goes to, of course, Tedros there at WHO.
Yeah.
Goes to Fauci, who said 1 in 5 heterosexual couples would be affected by AIDS. Goes to Gavin Newsom. These people have lied to you repeatedly. They did the exact same thing with AIDS. And they did the same thing with COVID, by the way. So one was disproportionately affecting homosexuals here in the United States. The other was not. COVID. But they lied about all of it due to political expediency. So let's go back to then, okay? On July 23rd, by the way, 99% of all monkeypox gay outside of Africa, but we'll get to that in a second. July 23rd, the WHO, I felt like I needed to say that just in case people were like, what is this baseless claim? July 23rd, WHO Director General,
Tedros.
Director General is the term. Tedros. I don't know how to say his other name. Dr. Tedros. He declared monkeypox a global health emergency.
So in short, we have an outbreak that has spread around the world rapidly through new modes of transmission about which we understand too little and which meets the criteria in the international health regulations. For all of these reasons, I have decided that the global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern.
New modes of transmission. Don't have anal sex with infected lesions.
Well, with that we don't know a lot about.
Right.
I personally don't know a lot about that particular mode.
Yeah.
Totally. We'll bring in plenty of babies to cure the problem.
Right. Yes.
Like in the past.
Well, this is what happened. Is outside of Africa, you can bring this up actually right here, the WHO, that says 99% of cases outside of Africa are among homosexual men. Okay, outside of Africa. Because what happened is one of these African men came back from the techno music festival and didn't want to tell his hot wife.
Were you back at a Moby concert? No!
No.
Were you listening to Sandstorm? No!
You've brought in shame into our Mud Flintstone house.
So, the panel, by the way, the WHO panel after Tedros, they were consulted. They didn't declare that it was an emergency. They said, we don't really think so. And Tedros overruled the panel. So let's be clear about this with the WHO. It's not some kind of a representative.
No.
Republic, a democracy, what Tedros says goes. And if Tedros doesn't want to have an uncomfortable conversation with his wife, you all now have to worry about monkeypox.
Yeah, and by the way, that's the first time he has overruled the recommendation of the panel.
That we know
first
of.
First time. Shouldn't be doing that.
That we know of. You don't think he threatens people behind closed doors? Like,
it'd be a shame if you got monkeypox?
What was the hand gesture there?
I don't know. Maybe be like a fire starter. He's just scraping off skin shavings.
No.
All right. So that was then.
In what looks like fruity pebbles.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to now. On July 28th, close enough, the WHO issued guidance to homosexual men to quit being. And here's the thing. It's not that you're gay. Just to be clear. It's not that everyone who's gay is at risk. If you are a monogamous gay couple, you are also not at risk. It is the sexual patterns that we all know and statistically are undeniable have taken place within the gay community. They tend to be far more promiscuous. The reason is because there's no woman to say no. And this all stems from one festival. And the reason that it's not that it can only spread in the gay community, it's that it has been largely contained to the gay community because of patience zero. Okay, just to be clear. Yeah. So the WHO issued guidance to gay men to stop being the specific gay men, not all gay men, to stop being such degenerates.
This is an outbreak that can be stopped if countries, communities, and individuals inform themselves, take the risk seriously, and take the steps needed to stop transmission and protect vulnerable groups. The best way to do that is to reduce the risk of exposure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That means making safe choices for yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
For men who have sex with men, this includes, for the moment, reducing your number of sexual partners,
for the moment,
considering sex with new partners, and exchanging contact details with any new partners to enable follow-up if needed.
Okay, so that means no more anonymous orgies like the Darklands Festival that started the entire outbreak.
Well, you would... Very astute, but incorrect, because that's too much to ask. Let's go to now. San Francisco did not even cancel its annual queer BDSM festival on July 31st.
Oh, the San Francisco treat?
Yes. And let's keep in mind, by the way, a couple things. The following day, by the way, California after that. So that's the BDSM festival.
Yeah.
Then California declared what? Huh? A state of emergency due to the monkeypox outbreak.
Ah.
And we actually sent our correspondent Lane for live coverage of the post-event fallout.
Oh,
Jeff, we're going to need to make some new hires.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay.
Well, I wouldn't count on it. So no. Let's be clear about this. In case you wondered as to, what are you guys pointing to me to? Someone with China?
I had a quick thing.
Okay.
You're going to love this about Tedros, and then I'm going to let you make your point here. So I actually found something that I think you'll enjoy. There was a quote by Tedros in an article here, if we can pull that overlay up that we were talking about earlier. He's actually worried that the thing that is spread by gay men having anal sex
with other men who have sex with men.
Men who have sex with men. And I underline the important part here. It could go from infected people to the animal population.
Oh my gosh.
We've talked about the method of
spread. We thought that the monkeys were giving it to us. AIDS.
We thought it was just Dean, not Dean's milk.
I'm like, okay, how... maybe talk about that mode of transmission.
We'd also like to say we'd like you to not have anal sex with, animals.
I thought I wouldn't have to say this, but apparently we do.
Apparently we have to do a lot.
Yeah. The only ones safe from monkeypox sodomy are women.
Yeah.
And he's, I wonder if lambskin condoms work only if you have sex with a lamb.
He's like, it will live in the animal population and then somehow make it back to the human population. I swear to you, it's in the quote.
By the way, New York and WHO, 99% are men, and then 99% of them are men who have sex with men. In case you were wondering.
7 of them are Rottweilers.
Right.
Shaggy.
I would have gotten away with it too.
Rhymes with Shaggy.
Yeah. In case you were wondering as to whether this is politically motivated, let's put this in context. COVID. You were all forced into lockdowns in California indefinitely. Businesses shut down. We upended the economy, created the worst ripple effect for a generation of Americans that we have ever seen in our lifetime. You were forced to wear masks, which, by the way, of course, we now know didn't really make any difference. We have the Petri dishes. You can look at the different states. Didn't make any difference whatsoever. Neither did lockdowns. You were forced to have your ID scanned or your vaccine passport. If we look across countries, Canada, Europe, Australia, and even states like New York. Okay, so this happened for all of you. With monkeypox right now, where 99% are transmitted between gay men, they won't even, pardon my language, cancel their gay San Francisco fuckfest. And you think they're doing this for you? Does that put a finer point on it? I'm sorry, but just think about this for a second. Instead, they'll lock down the entire state the day after they have sex with chokers on floats.
Well, come on, there's tourism money coming in.
That's true. That's true. This is all another ploy by big gay.
Oh. How many maid? Imagine every maid at a hotel is just like, why did I come here? Yes.
Do I clean the sheets? Just burn them. Put them in the tar pits.
Anything I saw from the cartel is not half as bad.
It's not half as bad.
I want Sicario.
I would kill to just see a head on a turtle.
Oh, that'd be great. I've never seen so much blood on the walls.
July 31st, the BDSM festival goes off without a hitch. The next day, it's a state of emergency. The state of California. Yeah. Think about that.
They had to wait.
99% of the transmissions would be taking place at that BDSM festival. And instead, the rest of you deal with the ramifications. Remember when Fauci said 1 in 5 heterosexual couples would be affected by AIDS? Remember when he said that kids could get AIDS if they were in a household with parents? All these references are available. You can go check out
previous videos about that stuff. Yep. I remember like they were haunting.
Yeah. And you know what? Now I think they kind of admit it. And by that, I'm just making sort of an inference based on the commercials for the Prev pill.
Well, even with monkeypox in California, they were like, look, it's not all gay people. See, these two kids got it. And it's like, really? We're just going to stop the investigation at that, huh? Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised about New York and California declaring a state of emergency. I'm surprised by Illinois.
Yeah.
They also declared one. I was like,
they have a lot of farmland and cattle.
That's the animal thing.
Those cows are really
just a bunch of Somali pirates creeping like cartoons.
Look, those sheep were dressed provocatively, Stephen.
And this is also, by the way, I know, and everything that we've just said, you can take to the bank. It's all true. You can look at the statistics. We have the references available at lightofscatter.com. However, sometimes what we do is just meant to be entertaining, and that's where when we do our tour, in the fall, you can say whatever you want on stage. I started this 2 weeks ago when I was in Spokane, a bit about monkeypox. It was way more offensive then than it is now. Hmm. It was almost like comedy Nostradamus.
Look, I gotta let you in on something, okay, here. Some of the things that I say up here, they're not true. They're just jokes. Like that bit about going to Zambia, adopting kids, that never happened. I wouldn't be caught dead in Zambia. Come back with monkeypox and shit. Okay, sorry, sickle cell, whatever offends you more, I don't care. Jew polio, take your pick. Monkeypox, yeah, the WHO, they just declared it that's the newest national, international health emergency. Monkeypox. And the New York Bureau of Health, you can research this yourself, they just released statistics. 99% of people who have monkeypox are men. 99% of them are gay. Sorry, they label them as men who have sex with men. Like we don't know what that means. Look, I'm just saying, if we want to solve the monkeypox equation, it's not rocket science, just quarantine the gay people. I mean, I'm joking, but I'm not. Be easy, when they fly in, go through customs, basic questionnaire. Have you attended any techno music festivals recently? Have sex with a Somali pirate? What are your thoughts on Cher? Simple stuff. And everyone with a lisp, straight to a FEMA camp.
Now, I wouldn't have been able to say that on this show, because YouTube would take it as though I meant it seriously.
Right.
Though I wouldn't be opposed to sending people with a lisp to FEMA camps. I don't know. You can comment below. I'm still conflicted on it. But, of course, you can go and see Dave and I Live, the big fall tour, which these big venues that I've never done before.
They do.
Looking forward to, but also, we've never, I don't think, well, you have done when you opened for Dave Chappelle, but like 6,000 seats at Phoenix.
Yeah, I've never done them as the main act there with you.
On the 16th, and then Houston the 17th, and then you are in Dayton, Ohio this Friday through Saturday at the Funny Bone.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Were you about to say something today, Gerald, before we leave? So look, what's the takeaway today? A couple of things. China sucks. Taiwan hopefully maintains their independence. And how does this relate to you personally? We never want to leave you without something to glean from this so that you say, okay, how can I change my day-to-day life? There's not that much that you need to change today unless you're having group sex with strange men on a regular basis. Maybe just try and keep that to a minimum, and then let's really try and build some momentum with that. We're going to go play Pokemon or Hate Symbol. Is it Pokemon or Racial Slur?
Or Racial Slur.
Oh, thank God this is not here on YouTube. This is for Mug Club only. Another 45 minutes of show today. YouTube, piss off.